Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, 22nd of July, Wolf Av, TBA.
Morning. The subject of today's share, when Dudi asked me, so I wrote back to him TBA. Well, at the time I thought perhaps still work on what I was going to be. By the time I'd finished working on the share is definitely, I feel, appropriately called TBA. This week, of course, is Tisha B'Av, Tivonim Heira Omein. It's something to be anticipated, and it's also to be announced, of course, and it's also a mnemonic for Tshuva Bizman She'efsha, T-B-Efsha. Okay, Tshuva, Teshuva, Bizman, Beis, Bizman, B, Bizman, and A-A, Efsha, Aleph, Efsha. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will try and develop these points, all of these points, to make it appropriate, the heading appropriate. This morning, at the end of the Yom Yom Revi, the minig is to say, to finish off with the Chunaranana Hashem, Nariya Letzur Yishenu, and the Velt says, the Pshat is, that Wednesday is already, if somebody's in a midbar and he's stuck, then the Wednesday is already Shayach to the week ahead, till Tuesday you can carry on doing Ma'aveh Sedra from the week before. From Wednesday you're already preparing for the Shabbos ahead. If my name is Baruch in Kol Shita Yomin, Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, and this week the Shabbos falls on Tisha B'Av. So then perhaps we should delve a little bit into the dinim of Shabbos and the appropriation, of the Tzugang approach to Shabbos. There is something unique about Shabbos that is unique to Shabbos and unique to it as a mitzvah for itself completely. No other mitzvah has this unique attribute of it, this aspect of it. Not even Yom Kippur, not even Yom Tov, not even Yom Kippur. And that is the inyan of Kabbalah's Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kaf Kuf Yud Tes, most of the Shir is going to be based on Masechah Shabbos, and perhaps by the end of the Shir, we're going to see a new idea of what Masechah Shabbos has to teach us. The Gemara says that Reb Chanina, more on Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Reb Chanina, Mi'atif V'Koi, Reb Chanina would wrap himself up and stand, Apanya Demale Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Omar, he said, Boyu V'Neitze Likras Shabbos Malka, let's go out towards Shabbos HaMalka. Rabbi Yanai Lovishmane would put on his special clothes, B'Male Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, V'Omar, Boyikala, Boyikala. And the Gemara gives another one or two other examples. And the Rambam also brings this la'alacha. The Rambam brings in Perek Lamed of Shabbos that one of the ways to honor Shabbos, the Rambam says, the way to honor, Ezel covered, how do you honor Shabbos? Says the Rambam, wash yourself, okay. And umisatif betzitzis, which we don't do. Vayoshiv bekovid roish meyachel akbalas bnei Shabbos. A person should sit there waiting for Shabbos. Kamoishu yoytze likras hamelech, like he goes out to a king, which is what we do. Umisatvim bechachomim arishonim. The chachomim arishonim mekabsim talmidein be'erev Shabbos. They would gather together their talmidim on erev Shabbos. Umisatvim and wrap themselves. Va'imru boyu v'neitze likras Shabbos hamelech, which is what we do. We come together in shul. And we say Zmir Tehillim, and we sing Lechadoidi, and together we turn around and we go and we welcome the Shabbos Queen. Queen to the Rambam, Shabbos King. Why is this din of Kabbalah? Shabbos is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Why is there a din of Kabbalah's Shabbos? We don't do, I know you're going to say we do Kabbalah's Yom Tov, but that's not really. We call it Kabbalah Yom Tov, but there's nothing that we do for Kabbalah Yom Tov. Even Yom Kippur, there's no Kabbalah Yom Kippur as such. That means what is it about Shabbos that has within it an inyan of Kabbalah Shabbos? What is this Kabbalah? In fact, it's not better than all of the other mitzvahs. All the other mitzvahs, we were makabal all of them. We said Nasa v'nishma, Ahar Sinai. What is the new Kabbalah? There's no new mitzvahs. What is there a new Kabbalah that we're being makabal when a person is makabal Shabbos? That's question one. Another question, is there a siddur here? Sorry. That's perfect. Another question. If we take a look at the Seder of Kabbalah Shabbos, the Lechadoidi, which was set out by Rav Shlomo Alevi Alkavetz, one will notice something very strange. And that is, one would expect Lechadoidi Likaskala Pnei Shabbos Nakabla. So one would expect the whole Shir to be focused around Shabbos, which it starts with, Shamay V'Zachar, Likra Shabbos L'chuvan Elcha. But the next six stanzas are all about Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, Kumi Tzei Mitoicha Afeicha, the Mikdash of the King, which is the capital city, Kumi Tzei Mitoicha Afeicha, go out from the depths, Rav Loch Shemes Bei Mekabocha. The next one, Hisnari Me'ofar Kumi, is referring to Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, Livshi Bigdei Sif'arteich Ami, where your nation, Aliyadi Penisha Beis Alachmi, is a tzipia for Mashiach. The next one, His Ayri, Kiva Eirech Kumi Ayri, that's again a quote from one of the Shiva Denachemta. Again, Uri Shidabayri Kavoid Hashem Olaich Nigla. The next one, again, Loisei Voishiv, Loisei Kalmi, don't be embarrassed, don't be ashamed. Matishtoichem Atemi, what are you waiting for already? Bochech Saniyami, we're desperately waiting for it. Menibna Sayyid Al Tila. The next one, those people around you will be finished, destroyed. Again, David HaMelech again. And then again we could turn back and we remind ourselves about Shabbos. Why is it that we spend so much of Lechadoidi concentrating on Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Rav Shlomo Alevi Alkavetz is, by the way, not the only one to do that. In Zmiris, we also say, Oyavei Hashem Amachakim Bevinyan Ariel, Beyoim HaShabbos Siso V'Simcho. So what is the connection between Churban Beis HaMikdash, Vinyan Beis HaMikdash, the Tzipia of the Beis HaMikdash, and Shabbos, where they seem to be so closely connected that as part of Kabbalah Shabbos, it is absolutely tied together. What is it? Okay, that's the second point. Third question, if I may. Last week in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah goes through Perik Beis. The Mishnah goes through the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a Nasi at some stage in Klal Yisrael, even though interestingly enough, he's not mentioned. The list that Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai Masorah LeYeshua, which then carries on the tradition till Hillel and Shammai, misses out Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he seems to be in a Nasi at the same time as one of the other Nasiim, and not mentioned in the list of Nasiim, which are the tradition from Mishnah Aleph and Perik Aleph through till Mishnah Yud Beis. Okay, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Nasi in Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban, as we know. He had five Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in these Mishnayos enumerates the virtues of his Talmidim, and then he asks them what they think the best path in life is, and then each one of them says three things. Is Rabbi Eliezer says his three things, which itself is, there's six, and you have to try and work out where the three are. Okay, but that's how the Divrei Chazal are. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yehi Chavoit Chavercha Chavev Alecha Keshelach. Okay, Va'alti Noyach Lichais, the honor of your friend should be like yours. Don't get angry. Don't be easy to get anger. V'shuv yom echad lifnei misascha. Repent a day before you die. Now, I'm going to sort of place myself on this. V'shuv yom echad lifnei misascha. Every word of a Tana is obviously there to teach you something you wouldn't know beforehand. So, what's Rabbi Eliezer's big chiddush? So, If we'd explore it, and we'd say perhaps Rabbi Elazar's big chiddush is that one can do what one likes until the day before one's death comes, that's already been covered by Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Smach bacha b'yaldesecha, ve'itivcha libcha b'mei bachoresecha, have a good time, ve'halach b'darchi libcha, go in the way of your heart, or v'marei necha, whatever you see." And then the Shlomo HaMelech finishes off, "V'dak yal kol eile yov yaviach alekim b'mishpat." And the Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel on Beis, what on earth is Shlomo HaMelech coming to teach us? Says the Gemara in the first pshat, that the Gemara is coming to say, these are the words, one should be able to clearly identify which words are words of Yetzara and which are the words of the Yetzara Toiv. And all the first part of the Pasuk is, of course, the words of the Yetzara. And V'dak yal kol eile yaviach alekim b'mishpat is the rebuke of the Yetzara Toiv and the warning of the Yetzara Toiv. So Rabbi Elazar is not coming to mirror Shlomo HaMelech. So what's Rabbi Elazar coming to say when he says, V'shuv yom echad lifnei misascha? In fact, there's a Gemara again in Shabbos, and as I said, Mitzvah Shem, by the end of this year, we should be able to get clear, perhaps, why all these Gemaras are mentioned in Masechet Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misascha. There's a Gemara. On this piece of Mishnah, there's a Gemara. And the Gemara says, Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Elazar. The Talmidim of Rabbi Elazar asked him, V'chi Adam Yedei Zeyoy Melmos, what Rebbe, why are you teaching us? There's no chiddush in it. Does a person know when he's going to die? We know that a person doesn't know when he's going to die because David HaMelech already tried it. David HaMelech approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed. David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, famous Gemara, tell me, Haydeini Hashem Midas Yomai, tell me the lengths of my days. Kitzai, tell me when my days are up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm sorry. Gzeira milfonai she'im oidin kitzei shel basav adam. We don't let people know. There's no person doesn't know when his time is up. Which Baruch in the end told David HaMelech it'll be on a Shabbos, but and that itself is a continuation of the moral discussion of what he did to try and stop the Malach HaMavis unsuccessfully. A person doesn't know when his time is up. And in fact, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaarei Teshuva says the reason why a person doesn't know is for this reason itself. One of the reasons is that a person should be constantly on his guard, unaware. He knows that he can't just do what he wants to do. So, his Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar, what is the idea of your message of Shav V'shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misascha? So he answered them, V'kol Shekein, Kal V'chayme, Yoshev Hayom Shema Yomus L'macha. A person will always do teshuvah. Will always do teshuvah today because maybe he'll die tomorrow. The nimtza kol yom of b'tshuvah. So therefore, it'll turn out that his whole life is constantly spent doing teshuvah. And he brings a pasuk va'af Shlomo Amar b'chachmasay. Shlomo HaMelech said something with a tremendous chachma. What's that tremendous chachma? B'chol eis yir b'gadecha levanim. Now, where's the chachma in that? If that's not enough, the Gemara has to bring a story and a mashal to explain it. Normally, you only bring a mashal where you need explanation. If it's clear, you don't need the mashal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes along with a mashal. And let's try and work on this mashal. Mashal l'melech shezimein es avodov l'suda. A mashal to a king who invited his subjects to a party. V'lei kovalem zman, and he didn't invite them to tell them when. Pikchin shebahen, the wise people amongst them, they came along to the capital, they stood there outside the palace, they waited outside the palace, and they said, klum chasa b'beis hamelech. The king, he could open the door any time, so therefore we're going to stand here waiting. The other tipshin shebehen, the fools amongst them, said, come on, we're in the capital here, we can go and have a good time, we'll go to Regent's Park, we'll go swimming, we'll go boating, we'll have a good time. So they went, and there in the middle of their swim, suddenly the bugle goes, and they jump out, they come running into the king's palace, as they are, and the king takes them in and says to them, disgrace on you. And you can stand here being publicly humiliated, while everybody else sits there and eats the meal. And the Gemara says, the king says, "Halalu shekishtu es atzmam lisuda." Those people who dress themselves in appropriate and were waiting appropriately, yeshvu v'yoichlu, they can sit down and eat v'yishtu and drink. Halalu shelei kishtu atzmam lisuda. Those people who came unprepared, yamdu v'yiru, they should stand and they should stand on the side. Now, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai need to give a mashal? So, if I could sum up, I've asked three questions. I've asked, firstly, what's this idea of Kabbalah Shabbos? Why do we do Kabbalah Shabbos? What are we achieving with this Kabbalah Shabbos? What is it about Kabbalah Shabbos that's more than any other mitzvah that we do Kabbalah to? Number two, in Lachadoidi we mentioned Beis HaMikdash. What's the appropriate? Why is it? Why is it so important and so connected to Churban and Tzipiah to Shabbos? And finally, V'shuv yom echad lifnei misascha, Rebbe Lezer's big chiddush in the Mishnah, which seems to be such a deep chiddush that he says about it, Shlomo said this is something which is a wisdom of Shlomo, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai needs to give a mashal about it to understand it. What is it? What is it? Because perhaps in order to understand it, we should take a step back and look what is Olam Haba, which is what the Shuv yom echad lifnei misascha is appropriate to. The Suda, this Suda, the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, the Suda that we're referring to here is always called Olam Haba. Olam Haba is called Sadikim Yoshvim, we say it on Seder night. Sadikim Yoshvim, Batreseim, Barashem, Venenim, Iziv Hashchina. That's called a Suda. That's the Suda of the Lev Yasan. That's Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? And the Rambam says that that's something, I mean, that's what we're all heading to. Ayom La'asaysam, Amocha La'kabal Scharam. Everything we do in this world is in order to eventually receive that reward. The Rambam says in Perachas of Tshuva that David HaMelech was Kama Homo David, become a Kama David, like Kama Lachanafshi. He's desiring, waiting to be able to go to Olam Haba. He brings a pasuk, Lulei Emanti Lirois B'Tov Hashem, a famous pasuk which we're going to say in Elul, which the Rambam explains means David HaMelech's desire to be able to go to Olam Haba. There's a very fascinating Gemara in Sota. The Gemara says that Rabbi Simlai says that Moshe Rabbeinu turned around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I'm desperate to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem turns around to Moshe and says to him, what do you want to come for? To eat the fruit? So he says to him, I want to come for the schar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, okay, I'm makmale ani aleichem ke'ilu asisem, and I'm going to give you the reward as if you've done it. That means the Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously there's a lot to that Gemara, but that means that on the basic level, Moshe Rabbeinu's desire is for the reward. A person's Hayom La'asaysam Mochal HaKabal Scharam. What is that reward? As the Mesilas Yesharim says in his introduction to the whole of Mesilas Yesharim, the Ha'adam Le'nivra Ela Le'his'aneg Al Hashem, the person's creation is only for Olam Haba. The reason why we have to come to this world is purely Nama de Kisufa, says the Mesilas Yesharim. The reason why we come to this world is purely that when we go there, we can be the ones to say that we've worked for our schar, and not that just it's being given out as a gift. But schar, the idea really of Olam Haba is Lehis Anegal Hashem Lehanes Miziv Shekhinase. What does that mean? In a simple term, it means, for example, a person being given an invitation to his majesty or her majesty and being invited in there with all the glory that it goes with it. Add that P, Lahavdil Elef Abdallah, it's not even comparable, but that's given to us as a mashal to understand what it means for being invited, being the schar of Olam Haba, Les Anegal Hashem, and that's not just for a second, that's for Nitzchias, that feeling of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it won't, because it's Olam Haba, a place which is not physical, this is not something which will wane with time, and therefore that sense of accomplishment, that a person goes through this world, and then getting his reward in the next world, justifiably earned for what he's done in this world, will be a tremendous sense of elation and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will remain for him, and will not wane with time. Tremendous schar. Does a person need to do anything besides mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim in order to get that reward? Let's take a look at the mashal which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, and then see that there seems to be something more than that just meets the eye. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he quotes this mashal, he says, "Mashal lemelech shezimein es avodav lesuda." A mashal to a king who invited his subjects to a meal. There's a Tosfos in Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos asks as follows. Tosfos says, there are places that it says always, Kol Yisrael, Yesh lem chelek l'olam haba. There are places where it says, Ploini mezumen l'chai olam haba. A few examples. The Gemara says that there was a person called Ketia Bar Shalom in Avodah Zarah. This Ketia Bar Shalom was asked by the Roman Emperor whether he wanted to, he was part of a group of advisors, and they wanted to basically do something similar to what Hitler Yimach Shemoy tried to achieve. And this Ketia Bar Shalom pushed off, the managed to persuade them not to do it. They killed him for it. But the, when they killed him, a baskal went out and said, "Ketia Bar Shalom mezumen l'chaya olam haba." Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was murdered by the Romans. The executioner who murdered him assisted him to die quicker because he was in tremendous pain. And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion assured that person that for helping him, he would be getting chelik in olam haba. At the time of their death, there was a baskal that went out and said, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and the executioner are mezumen l'chaya olam haba. When Rebbe was nifta, there was a tremendous levaya. There was a baskal that went out and said, whoever has attended Rebbe's levaya, mezumen l'chaya olam haba. So Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis asked, 1 minute, what's that any different to Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek l'olam haba? So Tosfos says that the difference is mezumen means an invitation. You're invited in already. Yeshlem means you haven't yet got the invitation. You've got the possibility of earning the invitation. So if this moshel says that we're talking about people who are invited already, that means we're talking about people who've done mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. We're talking about people who are invited already. So what do they need to do? What are these pikchin? What are these tipshin? What are these wise people? What are these foolish people? They've all earned themselves something. I think we in England should be able to understand it. Somebody has done a tremendous amount of work for public service. He's received an MBE. He's been recommended to the Queen to receive a member of the British Empire. Or he's done a tremendous work or service or whatever, he gets an OBE. Or he's done some military service and he saved somebody's life and he's going to get some sort of medal. Now, he gets an invitation from the Queen to come along to the palace to receive this medal. There's a tremendous, there's a list. There's an instruction manual, exactly how you turn, how you come dressed. You don't come in your army uniform or your sneakers and jeans. You've got to come wearing a suit. You've got to come dressed properly. You've got there's a way to to come in. There's a way to approach the Queen. There's what you're allowed to say to the Queen. There's how you curtsy. There's how you go away from the Queen. And there's how you conduct yourself amongst the crowd there. Why all of that? I saved somebody's life. I gave myself my life up for a majesty. Well, who cares how I turn up? But it's quite obvious that there's two different points. What I've done is enough to earn me the invitation. But once I've got the invitation, there's a way of approaching a majesty. And I have to therefore approach it with the right approach. Exactly the same thing, says Rabbi Elazar, applies in Olam Haba. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in this mashal. Mashal lemelech shezimen es avodah v'sodah. We spend our whole life doing Torah mitzvahs. Very nice. But now we're going to get an invitation to the Queen, to the King. Melech malchei hamlochim. How do you go? You cannot go with the same clothes, the Olam Hazeh clothes that you have. You have to go with Olam Haba clothes. You have to go dressed with the right shirt and the right way and the right approach. One has to be able to approach that. That's Rebbe Lezer's chiddush. V'shuv yom echon lefnei misrascha. V'af shloim ha'amelech oma b'chachmasai. Rabbi Elazar says that the tshuva that one does, tshuva bizman she'efsha, TBA, that tshuva, b'shuv yom echad lefnei misascha, that tshuva actually is a way of showing that you're standing there ready, dressed to come in to the Queen, to the King. Shabbos is be'ein olam haba. And therefore, unlike any other mitzvah, which is a mitzvah in olam hazeh, Shabbos carries with it the connotations of Olam Haba. L'chadoidi likras kala p'nei Shabbos l'kabla. That's a way of approaching Olam Haba. How does one approach Olam Haba? That's exactly the same as this Gemara in Shabbos about Shuv Yom Echad lefnei Misasa. Hence, all the Gemaras of Olam Haba and how to approach Olam Haba are all in Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the place of where we get mini Olam Haba. And therefore, of course, Shabbos needs to have a Kabbalah. Because Shabbos, it's not a Kabbalah, a new Kabbalah mitzvah. It's a Kabbalah of being able to approach Olam Haba. And therefore, Reb Chanina would dress himself appropriately and say, Boyu v'neitzei likras kala. Because Shabbos has to be approached with the right view and the right way. In fact, the Balaturim, I said this shir once, in Pirkei Avos shir, and somebody came up to me afterwards and told me, Amoyedik Balaturim. At the end of Pashas Kisisa, it speaks about Moshe's shine, Moshe's radiant face, the Kirun Aruponim of Moshe. The beginning of Vayakel starts about Shabbos. Says the Balaturim, what's the juxtaposition? Says the Balaturim, because a person who keeps Shabbos will be Zeicha, Ein Adoma Moir Panav Shal Adam, the Shabbos, the Moir Panav Dechala Shavua. A person's face looks differently, that's why you don't need Panim Chadosh, it's the Allah Halamaisa on the Shabbos. And says, and that's the connection to the Kirun Aruponim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And based on what we're saying, it's exactly the same thing. Because Moshe was Zeicha to his Kirun Aruponim, Moshe got that countenance from being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from being received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, we are invited into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in a mini way, we've got that Kirun Aruponim, and our face looks differently. The Beis HaMikdash, which we have, we will have, Beis HaShem, comes together with Ashras HaShchina. The psukim are full of it. That's what we're waiting for. If somebody's waiting for Me'ein Olam Haba, then of course he's also waiting for any Gilu Shechina that's possible. If he's waiting to be able to come and bask in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the minimum is that he should be wanting that connection as much as is possible in this world. And therefore, our approach to Shabbos is, Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to, L'chadei likras shama v'zocha b'divar echad, likras Shabbos duchu v'nelcha. How do we go further? Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Melech, it's Eiri, it's Nari, Eloi Sevoishi, Bo'yu Nimshisa, Yomino Smel Tifreitzi, we're waiting desperately for the Beis HaMikdash. Only then can we come in and turn around and say, oh, we've got the right approach, we're dressed like the pikhin, we're dressed like we should be dressed. Then we can say, boyu v'neitze likra Shabbos malka, we can say, boyu chala. And that's the l'chadoidi likra skala. I was in a dentist last week, and I was sitting next to a chassidish person, my Meisels. He told me a beautiful vat, chassidish vat, rav loch sheves be'eme kabocha. So he said, the chassidim zot say, Rav Loch Shabbos Be'emek Habacha. The Shabbos, which is Be'emek Habacha, which is in the middle of the depths of crying, is Rav Loch is great. With the way we've explained it, it really is. Because the more a person is spending his time thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, thinking about the Gilui Shechina, then of course he's more and more attuned to the receiving, basking in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person prepares for Shabbos, the more a person approaches Shabbos, the more he will be zeicha to that Me'ein Olam Haba that there will be. The Rabbeinu Shem should help us that we should be from the people who are Metzapim LiYeshua. And then it will be that this Shabbos appropriately, which is Chal on Tisha B'Av, will be Ne'epach L'Sosin and L'Simcha, because instead of approaching the Tzipia for the Beis HaMikdash from an aspect of mourning, it'll be from an aspect of longing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then grant us that schus that we should be able to have that longing realized, and we should be zeicha to merit to see and to dance and to sing on this Shabbos Be'ezer Hashem, that it'll be Ne'epach L'Sosin and L'Simcha Be'ed V'Meir V'Meinu.